The Libya government has denied rebel reports that one of the sons of leader Muammar Gaddafi has been killed in a NATO airstrike. Joining us now is VOA Middle East correspondent Elizabeth Arad in Cairo. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Susan.
Elizabeth, what can you tell us about this claim?
Well, rebels in the west of Libya say Hamas Gaddafi was killed in a NATO strike on Zlitan. But almost right away, a government spokesman dismissed the claim and called it a false report meant to cover up civilian casualties from that NATO strike. Now, NATO evidently did strike the area. It said it's looking into it. That's as far as it goes. The town is still in government hands, although rebels have been moving closer to it.
What can you tell us about Hamas Gaddafi?
Well, he's one of the more prominent of Mr. Gaddafi's children. His Khamis Brigade is one of the elite forces in the country. And obviously, given the relationship to Libya's leader, his father, it has a key place in the military campaign. It's reported to be a particularly ruthless group. It's blamed for some of the excesses of the government siege of Misrata earlier this year. Now, there have been reports of him being killed before, and indeed a spokesman for the rebel leadership in the east in Benghazi says he couldn't confirm the reports. But it wouldn't be the first casualty of the war in Mr. Gaddafi's family. His son, Saif al-Arab, was reported killed in a NATO strike earlier this year.
Well, how is it the rebels in the west are saying one thing and in the east another?
Well, it's interesting, Susan, and it highlights how divided, at least in some ways, the rebel movement is. So much of the uprising in the country has been organic, particularly in the west. It's cut off from the much better-known rebel movement in the east, and even from other rebel groups in other western towns. From the rebel point of view, that's not necessarily a bad thing. The Benghazi-led troops have been bogged down around Brega for months now. So the fact that these western groups are able to form, even if they can't coordinate very well with the east, it helps them keep up pressure on the Libyan government.
Well, thank you very much, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Susan.